Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no. We've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back.
The menopause. Don't even go there.
God.
I just told somebody. I said, you know what? God bless us women. I said, because like I didn't have eyebrows. I had to go buy stuff to grow my eyebrows. And now I have gray eyebrows. I mean, who has gray hair in the eyebrows? And then we get hot flash.
Gray.
Everywhere. Like nobody told me that would happen. That's horrible. Oh, so much. And then the hot flashes. And then the, oh, please.
Can we talk about that really quick? Because I can't find someone to talk about menopause and solutions. Do you want to talk about that?
We can, but I would also get like find somebody in the medical field about that. Seriously,
the guy anybody in the medical field, because they'll just prescribe stuff to us and like thinning hair.
I'm looking for a guy. I'm going to get a gynecologist to come on my show, and we're going to talk seriously about it.
Good.
I mean, I'm lucky. I mean, I'm still on the birth control pill because I went off of it. And although my hormone levels said I was menopause, I was still getting my periods. And I'm like, I'm not getting my period at the age of 53. No way. So I told my doctor, I said, you've ruined my life. I've had 5 periods now. I'm going back on my pill with or without your blessing. He was okay, fine, one more year. But when I went off the pill, the hot flashes came on, the interruption of sleep came on. Those are really the only 2 symptoms I had were hot flashes, the interruption of sleep. And for what people don't know is, you know, the birth control pill today can take away your period. So I haven't had a period. It's like, who wants one?
Oh my gosh. I'm done. I'm officially in menopause because I haven't had a period in a year.
Oh, so, you're there.
Yes.
I had all of my levels. My blood work showed I was, and then I'm getting my period. And then 15 days later, I got my period again. And I'm like, I said, you have ruined my life and you're done. I'm done with you. God, I'm not buying tampons. I'm 53 years old.
You might have a late baby. You never know.
And I said to him, I said, really? And now that I'm getting my period, what, I have to use a condom? I've been married 27 years. There's going to be no sex. So you ruined my husband's life too. You ruined his life. Because I'm like, now I'm not having sex because I'm not using a condom. And he looked at me and I go, and I don't care what my hormone levels say, because I'll be the one to get pregnant at 53. Then I'm going to hurt myself. He's like, okay, you can go back on the pill just for one more year. Oh my God. I was like, no way.
Oh my gosh. Too funny. Anyway. Hello, folks. Do you realize menopause is sort of a taboo kind of topic for women to talk about? We can talk about it behind closed doors, if I'm not recording, but women do not want to come on a panel and talk about this. I am calling all you women out there that want to talk about this and discuss this and be on this podcast to talk about solutions to thinning hair, hair that's growing in different areas that we're not supposed to be growing. I don't know, body odor? All that fun stuff, all that downstairs fun stuff. Let's just talk about it. Ladies, come on. Be brave and contact me for this. And we will have a nice discussion amongst ourselves and share with each other some solutions and some options that all of us would love to hear about. Anyway, let's go on with it. Contact me, Simona, and we'll get you on here. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you are interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.